World History, Chapter 24, Section 4, Revolutions in the Arts. Setting the stage. During the first half of the 1800s, artists focused on ideals of freedom, the rights of individuals, and an idealistic view of history. After the Great Revolutions of 1848, political focus shifted to leaders who practiced realpolitik. Similarly, intellectuals and artists expressed a realistic view of the world. In this view, the rich pursued their selfish interest while ordinary people struggled and suffered. Newly invented photography became both a way to detail the struggle and a tool for scientific investigation. The Romantic movement. At the end of the 18th century, the Enlightenment idea of reason gradually gave way to another major movement in art and ideas, Romanticism. This movement reflected deep interest both in nature and in thoughts of feelings of the individual. In many ways, Romantic thinkers and writers reacted against the ideals of the Enlightenment. They turned from reason to emotion, from society to nature. Romantics rejected the rigidly ordered world of the middle class. Nationalism also fired the Romantic imagination. For example, George Gordon, Lord Byron, one of the leading Romantic poets of the time, fought for Greece's freedom. The ideas of Romanticism. Emotion, sometimes wild emotion, was a key element of Romanticism. However, Romanticism went beyond feelings. Romantics expressed a wide range of ideas and attitudes. In general, Romantic thinkers and artists shared these beliefs, emphasized inner feelings, emotions, and imagination, focused on the mystery, the supernatural, and the exotic, grotesque, or horrifying, loved the beauties of untamed nature, idealized the past as a simpler and nobler time, glorified heroes and heroic actions, cherished folk traditions, music, and stories, valued the common people and the individual, promoted radical change in democracy. Romanticism in literature. Poetry, music, and painting were the most influential arts because they were able to capture the emotion of Romanticism. To Romantics, poetry was the highest form of expression. The British Romantic poets William Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge both honored nature as a source of truth and beauty. Later English Romantic poets, such as Lord Byron, Percy Bysshe, Shelley, and John Keats, wrote poems celebrating rebellious heroes, passionate love, and the mystery and beauty of nature. Like many Romantics, many of these British poets lived stormy lives and died young. Byron, for example, died at the age of 36, while Shelley died at 29. Germany produced one of the earliest and greatest Romantic writers. In 1774, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe published The Sorrows of Young Werther. Goethe's novel told of a sensitive young man whose hopeless love for a virtuous married woman drives him to suicide. Also in Germany, the brothers Jacob and William Grimm collected German fairy tales and created a dictionary and grammar of the German language. Both the tales and the dictionary celebrated the German spirit. Victor Hugo led the French Romantics. His works also reflected the Romantic fascination with history and the individual. His novels Les Miserables and The Hunchback of Notre Dame show the struggles of individuals against a hostile society. The Gothic novel. Gothic horror stories became hugely popular. These novels often took place in medieval Gothic castles. They were filled with fearful, violent, sometimes supernatural events. Mary Shelley, wife of the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, wrote one of the earliest and most successful Gothic horror novels, Frankenstein. The novel told the story of a monster created from the body parts of dead human beings. Composers emphasize emotion. Emotion dominated the music produced by Romantic composers. These composers moved away from the tightly controlled, formal composition of the Enlightenment period. Instead, they celebrated heroism and national pride with a new power of expression. As music became part of middle-class life, musicians and composers became popular heroes. Composers and pianist Franz Liszt, for example, achieved earnings and popularity comparable to those of today's rock stars. One of the composers leading the way into the Romantic period was also its greatest, Ludwig van Beethoven. His work evolved from the classical music of the Enlightenment into Romantic compositions. His Ninth Symphony, Soars, celebrates the freedom, dignity, and the triumph of the human spirit. Later Romantic composers also appealed to the hearts and souls of their listeners. Robert Schumann's compositions sparkled with merriment. Like many Romantic composers, Felix Mendelssohn drew on literature such as Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream as the inspiration for his music. Polish composer and concert pianist Frédéric Chopin used Polish dance rhythms in his music. Giuseppe Verdi and Richard Wagner brought European opera to a dramatic and theatrical high point. The shift to realism in the arts. By the middle of the 19th century, rapid industrialization deeply affected everyday life in Europe. The growing class of industrial workers lived grim lives in dirty, crowded cities. Industrializations began to make the dreams of the Romantics seem pointless. In literature and the visual arts, realism tried to show life as it was, not as it should be. Realist painting reflected the increasing political importance of the working class in the 1850s. Along with paintings, novels proved especially suitable for describing workers' suffering. Photographers capture reality. As realist painters and writers detailed the lives of actual people, photographers could record an instant in time with scientific precision. Their first practical photographs were called daguerreotypes. They were named after their French inventor, Louis Daguerre. The images in his daguerreotypes were startlingly real, and won him worldwide fame. British inventor William Talbot invented a light-sensitive paper that he used to produce photographic negatives. The advantage of paper was that many prints could be made from one negative. The Talbot process also allowed photos to be reproduced in books and newspapers. Mass distribution gained a wide audience for the realism of photography. With its scientific, mechanical, and mass-produced features, photography was the art of the new industrial age. Writers study society. Realism in literature flourished in France with writers such as Henri Balzac and Emile Zola. Balzac wrote a massive series of almost 100 novels entitled The Human Comedy. They described in detail the brutal struggle for wealth and power among all levels of French society. Zola's novels exposed miseries of French workers in small shops, factories, and coal mines. His revolutions shocked readers and spurred reforms of labor laws and working conditions in France. The famous English realist novelist Charles Dickens created unforgivable characters and scenes of London's working poor. Many of the scenes were humorous, but others showed the despair of London's poor. In his book, Little Dorrit, Dickens described the life of a working-class person as sheer monotony set in a gloomy neighborhood. Impressionists react against realism. Beginning in the 1860s, a group of painters in Paris reacted against the realistic style. Instead of showing life as it really was, they tried to show their impression of a subject or a moment in time. For this reason, their style of art came to be known as Impressionism. Fascinated by light, Impressionist artists used pure, shimmering colors to capture a moment seen at a glance. Life in the moment. Unlike the realist, Impressionists showed a more positive view of the new urban society in Western Europe. Instead of abused workers, they showed shop clerks and dock workers enjoying themselves in dance halls and cafes. They painted performers in theaters and circuses, and they glorified into the delights of the life of the rising middle class. Claude Monet, Edgar Degas, and Pierre-Auguste Renoir were leaders of the movement that became very popular. Composers also created impressions of mood and atmosphere. By using different combination of instruments, tone, patterns, and music structures, they were able to create mental pictures of such things as flashing lights, the feel of a warm summer's day, or the sight of the sea. French composers Maurice Ravel and Claude Debussy are the most notable members of the Impressionist movement, music movement. Changes in political, social, artistic, and intellectual movements during the 19th century signaled important changes in daily life. One of the most significant causes of change was industrialization, which you will learn about in Chapter 25.